Newport waterfront. We have partly sunny skies. It is up to 44 degrees. And that's Boating and the Bay on WATK. It's Bruce Newberry, back to the action sooner, and Ray Rickman joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I am good. And yourself?
Excellent. Good. You know, I normally work from 5 to 8 and get home at 8:30, and I just got home in time for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I wouldn't miss it.
Does that mean business is good?
I don't know. Nonprofits don't have good business, you know?
That's an excellent point.
We do. You know, we fabulous things happen. This morning, I got a check from somebody, $100, to pay for a kid to learn to swim that we didn't ask. Well, no, normally you don't get a dime from anybody unless you stand in their face and beg them. And so anytime a check just comes on its own, I just dance. somebody heard me on the radio or something and decided, you know, they would help. You know, we pay for 500 kids a year to learn to swim, and it takes a lot of money. So
Do we have one minute or ten minutes?
Of course.
Yes, all of the above.
Okay, good. I will talk slower. So, you know, our big ongoing program is to teach mainly black children, but Latino children, every once in a while a white kid, poor kids how to swim.
Yes.
And black
Where
kids
is this done, may I ask?
9 YMCAs, including Seekonk, and because Rhode Island doesn't have enough Y, so now we're over the line.
We're over the border. Do you teach at the Newport Y?
Yes, all of them.
Excellent.
And we have, you know, lots of money because we didn't spend it this year because they all closed on us.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. And so anyone in the sound of my voice, they go to stagesoffreedom.org, sign up their kid, we'll pay.
Nice.
And stagesoffreedom.org. Wait, I have to say low income now because, you know, every once in a while we get some kid whose family's worth $3 million signing up. Oh, people do that.
That's how they got the $3 million, right?
That's how they keep it.
That's it.
So, again, thank you for letting me mention it. It takes $50,000-$60,000 a year, and we get lots of small donations, and every once in a while someone will give us a couple $100s. So basically $100 a kid.
But it's a life lesson, though. I mean, it's a tremendous lesson.
Well, can I tell you how big it is? Have you ever been to Laurel Mead, the old folks home?
Oh, yes.
So, they wouldn't like the way I described it. But anyway.
I don't think I would put it quite that way. It's very nice, but, you know.
It costs money to
You work
buy
your life there. And, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about people who sell their house and whatever.
All of you that.
Know, you know some middle class people over there. Okay. It doesn't matter. They have a swimming pool. It is so fabulous. And you go in there and you watch 80-year-old women swimming, floating. Seriously.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Now, if you can't swim, you can't do that.
Right.
In old age. They can't walk. They can't play tennis. They can't do anything anymore. And they can do that. You can swim and it lifts you up, your spirit, your body, and it's exercise. But now in more than half the cities in America, you can't be a firefighter if you don't swim. And on and on and on. You need to learn to swim. Never mind saving your life.
Yep. No, well, that's it. But it gives you such confidence just in your life.
Correct. And I can tell you, every swimmer knows this. This is why when we started this 5 years ago, we thought it'd be easy to raise money because we thought all kinds of people say, I swim and I love it, and send us $25.
That's it.
Stagesoffreedom.org. And people don't. A lot of people see it as fun, and so they don't want to help poor black kids have fun. I'm serious. That's how their brains work. And then, of course, it's hard to raise money in the black community because black folks don't swim, 80%, and they're not much interested in it. And then everybody has a distant cousin who drowned.
Well, But you know, everybody has someone like that in their life, or a neighbor or somebody like that. But that's an excellent point.
Well, black folks, and again, there's a report on our site that people can read if they don't believe me. We spent lots of money in an entire summer 5 years ago putting this together and learning, because I don't do anything without knowing what I'm doing or think I know what I'm doing. And so you just find out about the reluctance, the problems, the exaggeration. And also, I learned how to swim in high school, but I was shocked at how easy it is to learn to swim. Yeah. I didn't know that. My memory was bad because I was one of those typical black kids who was reluctant. I didn't take my swimming to 12th grade because I had to in order to graduate. And the coach had a lot of trouble with me because I'm a typical black person. You get near water, you're going to drown. I believe that. My mother believed that. Yeah. She tried to get a waiver for me. And my mother was a super athlete. And that's the only thing she ever tried to get me. Oh, my God. My mother played tennis with Althea Gibson.
No kidding.
It's the only thing my mother tried to fix that I didn't have to do. My mother wanted me to play football. Are you laughing? I mean, so.
Unless your body has changed considerably.
It was a very dumb thing.
Did you grow up?
Oh, Detroit.
In Detroit. Okay.
Did you hear that? Detroit.
Detroit, yes. So now when you were a kid, I mean, Detroit is near some water.
Detroit River.
Right, the river. And yeah.
We live one block from the river.
Okay. So, but you were afraid of the water.
Again, one day, and again, I want to talk about Frederick Douglass. I could talk about this for an hour. can I tell you, seriously, you're not hearing me because I'm not being clear. The majority of black people have a fear of water. And this goes back to slavery. You're not permitted to read, write, or swim. Now, we know about the reading and the writing, but you also cannot swim. One third of all plantations, hear that word, plantations?
Yes.
Are on a river or a lake.
So swimming would equal escape. Gotcha.
That's correct. And there is no swimming permitted there.
Gotcha.
And then afterwards, there is no real swimming in America. About 10-20% of white folks swim, you know, in 1880. And then later, after World War II, swimming pools are built all over the place.
Well, I learned how to swim in a lake, so don't go by me.
Now, you had someone to help you.
Well, yes and no. The day that I started swimming, I went in the water and I started swimming. That was it.
Yes. Who was with you?
Let me think. I guess my brother was in the water somewhere, but he was little.
He knew how to swim. In the way.
He was back up to his knees.
So, Bruce, this is a problem. We have thousands of kids get in the water who don't know how to swim.
Right.
And one or two or three of them drown every week. Every day in America.
That's true.
You're not supposed to get in the water. And you're not. So I'm chastising you for what you did 50 years ago. But it's a dangerous thing. And again, one day we should talk about this again. I'll tell you how we got the program started, why.
I would like that.
And how devastating it is for kids to drown.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, it is, yes. Without a doubt. So let's teach everybody to swim, and it has lasting benefit far beyond the ability to be able to swim. I mean, it gives you it gives one a confidence that everyone should have.
Correct.
So Stages of Freedom does that, and Stages of Freedom is doing a wonderful thing, which is bringing about an educational and an inspirational evening about Frederick Douglass. So tell us about that.
So we are at the Redwood Library through Zoom on Thursday, right now, the 19th. And I hope I have my dates right.
The 18th, right?
The 18th.
Yeah. And the 18th is tomorrow. You mean the 19th?
No, Thursday.
That would be the 19th. Today's correct. The 17th.
Correct. I thought it was the 16th this morning, but anyway, we have it right. So anyway, we partner with the Redwood regularly. I think this is our third serious partnership, and we do this because in Rhode Island, folks don't like to come off that island, you know.
Tell me.
And every time we come down there with big crowd, and we bring famous people. And this time through Zoom, we have John Rice, who lives in Newport and lives in this fabulous house. His family's lived there for 200 plus years. And I believe, until yesterday at noon, I would have told you that I believe that they have lived in the house longer than that family, than any other person in any other family in America. But yesterday I saw something about a family in Oklahoma who was the first family to show up there 206 years ago. So I'm going to have to check with John Rice and see if they have more than 206 years. Okay. But my point is, that's forever as Americans go in terms of living in a house. And so it's very unique, but equally unique is Frederick Douglass was Isaac Rice's friend and showed up in that house on a regular basis. And you're talking about excitement, the Newport connection. And of course, Frederick Douglass has an enormous connection with Rhode Island. And part of this presentation, people get to see 12 or 14 images of Douglass in Rhode Island. So we're inviting people to come. They go to stagesoffreedom.org and sign up for free. Now, as you know, Bruce, nothing in life is free. Rhode Island Humanities has paid for this. And, you know, we spent a little money on ads and all that kind of thing. The Herman Rose Fund at the Rhode Island Foundation has helped pay for it. Mm-hmm. And I just... You know, I love Rhode Island Humanities because all kinds of people in the state get the benefit of their paying for all these things all the time. So we hope people will come. They will be, I think, slightly mesmerized and surprised. Surprise is the word that comes up all the time. We had David Blight, the famous biographer of Frederick Douglass, 2 weeks ago at the Providence Athenaeum. And 1,000 people showed up on Zoom, which is largest he ever had.
That's great.
And surprise is the number one thing that they said about Douglass in Rhode Island. And this will happen again. So, you know, this is what Stages of Freedom does. It produces and promotes African-American history to the entire community. And the reason is we believe if people knew more about African Americans, we would all fare better. And by we, I mean everybody. You know, plantations, as you know, was an example of that. You know, people stopped and thought about it. And I think realized it did no harm to remove that from our state name and that it might have done good.
And it did no harm, but sometime you and I are going to have a chat about how it should not be erased from the dialogue about this in the way that the word Holocaust has not been erased.
Yeah. So let me agree with you 100% and disagree with you 100%. I have proposed that they take the big medallion at the State House and put it in the new museum that Governor Chafee created in the basement. It's a very important piece of art and sculpture, and should be protected, and people should see it, and they should put up a big reading board that says why it's there instead of being in the floor upstairs. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that you are 100% right in terms of teaching tools. That's different from celebrating. And our Buffs having the longest name, they actually taught that to people, not that they remembered it.
Right.
And I think I'm more with Germany. In Germany recently, they did something which I thought was over the top, but they thought was normal. A woman had her name on a historic house, and her father was a famous Nazi. And they made her take her name off. They told her, you have to put information up that your father was a famous Nazi, or you have to take your name off, because people stop. And the number one thing that comes out of their mouth is she related to him?
Mm.
And they said, you have to do something educational. Now, first, that sounds a little extreme. She was a scientist of some kind. And so she can't be celebrated because her father was a Nazi. And 9 out of 10 people wouldn't agree with that. But in Germany, the Holocaust and Hitler was the sin of all times.
Yes.
And it is not to be memorialized in any way in the public square.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and they told her, take it in the house. You know, take that plaque in the house. You can't have it outside and tourists are stopping. So that's what I believe. I think because we've had slavery almost, you know, for 300 years, and then we had Reconstruction, and then we had Jim Crow, and then we had, you know, we didn't get the civil rights laws until 64 and 65.
Right.
So we've had less than 50 years versus 400 years of sin against black people. And in these 50 years, we have not done what Germany's done. We have not said, let's not glorify, Confederate yep. generals. We haven't done it. And now we have a 2-year struggle fighting about what we're going to do. So we haven't done very much. You know, if a million bad things were done, we've done 25 good things. Oh, let me not.
Well, that's one more than I thought you were going to say, actually.
No, because you take Richmond. Have you ever been to Richmond?
I have not.
You go on that boulevard of the Confederacy. Oh, my. It's unbelievable. I was about to take the Lord's name in vain. These generals are 3 times the size of General Burnside, downtown Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up at these Confederate generals, and the first thing out of your mouth is, who won the war?
Right.
And they are celebrating and putting this in children's faces in a city 60% black. That's what you see. And they are now going to come down. All of them going to come down. One's being destroyed. It's a piece of junk. And the other 12 or 14 are going to museums. And that's probably where they should go, because they're art form.
Yeah.
They really are quality art. So you and I, I'm not sure we disagree. I think there should be no celebration in the public square. And all of this racism, mild racism, like plantations, let me put it where it belongs, and then big stuff. We need to undo it. We need to curtail it, put a stop to it. Then the opposite of this, Bruce, is that Frederick Douglass had an enormous role in the Dorr War here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked. Only about 2 years did I really realize it. And only in research in the last year, Rob Dimmick and I have been looking at this. And I'm shocked at the role he played, because the historians have underplayed it or not played it at all.
Hmm.
And remember, black people got the right to vote in Rhode Island, you know, 30 years ahead of everybody else.
Yes.
Because of the Dorr War. And that's Douglass helping to, with 8 or 9 black leaders, helping to create this argument, mainly with the Anglo-Saxon community, that we'll side with you against the Irish if you let us vote. And the Irish said, no, we won't let you vote if we win this skirmish, if we control the Constitution, the governorship. So, and if you want to be nice, the Irish said, we do it, but we think letting black people vote will pull down our cause, will hurt our cause. And Thomas Dorr said, okay, we'll let black people vote later.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's typical wait, wait for your freedom.
Right.
So it's just shocking that Douglass was one of the major Frederick Douglass, one of the major participants in the Dorr War. And the historians have done what they do. They made Thomas Dorr everything, and the governor a little less, and then the other, you know, Douglass might be third or fourth.
In terms of actual accomplishment.
Yeah, and they erased him. And I'm working on something now related to Roger Williams, and I was floored to learn it. And then I wrote to four Roger Williams scholars, and two of them told me, don't you tell anybody that.
Yeah.
And the other two said, oh, everybody knows that. Why are you making a big deal out of it? Hmm. And I said, nobody knows it. You know, I am a very serious Rhode Island historian. And, you know, Roger's never been on my front. You know, I talk about him all the time, but he's never been a front burner. And so every historic figure is the same. You know, what's the short story? Then what's the middle story? And then what's the whole story? And what do historians tell you? So this is the fascinating journey we're on. How to educate Rhode Islanders more about the things that made us who we are, and how do we respond to each other? And again, that's why Stages of Freedom does these cultural historical sessions, four or five times a year. Every summer we have a conference. This is promoting Black history in the hopes that people will see the value of Black people.
Excellent. And what you do is you go to stagesoffreedom.org.
Yep. And right there it'll pop up. And
yes.
It pops up and they can sign in. Our goal is 500 people, half of them from that island. And we're at about 390.
Nice.
I've got a lot of work to do in the next 2 days. We have, you know, talking to our friend Virginia Johnson and our friend Virginia Williams and our, we got like three women down there, Victoria Johnson, three women down there. We talk to all the time, and they're doing recruitment for us. We're hoping lots of Redwood, Athenaeum folks come. And we're hoping a bunch of your listeners will say, well, I think I'll get out a Coca-Cola or glass of something else.
and take part. You bet. Sit back and take all of this in and click to register. Very, very easy. And you can be part of this and it will enlighten you considerably.
Yeah. Terrific. Now, Bruce, can I say a last thing?
Please do.
Part of our covenant is to get people, grandparents, to bring their grandchildren and really to involve young people. We see, and all studies show, young people have better attitudes. I'm sorry, the vast majority of young people have better attitudes on race than people 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. And again, I didn't talk about 80-year-olds not having good views on race. I said the majority of 80-year-olds do not have good views on race. And it's the society in which they grew up.
Yes.
And then they don't have a chance for these conversations. So every time we do one of these in public, a whole bunch of 50, 60, 70-year-olds show up, and very few 17 or 12-year-olds are with them. And again, we hope people will involve the whole family in this, take the hour, and learn about Newport and Frederick Douglass and the Rice family, your neighbor.
Excellent. Thursday evening, 6 o'clock.
Yes. Dr. John and Bruce, you're wonderful. Seriously, we are trying to talk to the people of Rhode Island, and thank you for this help.
I appreciate it very much. It is so interesting to talk to you, and we always have just a great talk. So I'm glad to do it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. I'll see you Thursday at 6.
Sounds good.
Goodbye.
All right, sir. Ray Rickman and stagesoffreedom.org. And if you want to go at it this way, you can go stagesoffreedom.org/Frederick Douglass. And or just Google Stages of Freedom Frederick Douglass, and you'll get to it that way. All right. WADK's exclusive VT Mercedes-Benz VT Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report about 7 and 9 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exit on the Jamestown, Verrazano, and the Pell Bridge. Slow Pell Bridge westbound at mid-span, slow through the... And then you run well on the 138 out to the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. One lane working there with some work going on. They're working on the Mount Hope Bridge on the Bristol side of life. Northbound is slow. Now, we were looking at a crash a little while ago. That appears to have cleared. What is going on West Main Road these days? We just had another crash near Union Street. And that appears to have cleared. So you're moving better in that stretch. Secaunet River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and you.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Becky's Barbecue, East Main Road, Middletown, serves authentic southeastern pit barbecue. Spice up your holiday party with affordable catering to go. Too tired or busy to cook? Get dinner to go. Need a gift that's sure to please? Gift certificates available. Becky's Barbecue.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, where commitment goes deeper than just providing groceries. In 1997, Clements enhanced their local outreach by creating the Community Partners Program. So far, this program has enabled Clements to donate close to $500,000 to the area's nonprofit organizations, a noteworthy achievement made possible through Clements' countless customers and friends. For information about Community Partners, stop by Clements' courtesy desk.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Specs Eye Care has been a leading provider of optometry and vision care services since 1989. Let Specs help you achieve and maintain clear vision for many years to come. Find them at 70 Corp Place in Middletown or online at specsmiddletown.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
WADK weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Get the latest news 24/7 at WADK.com. 1540 WADK. WADK.
And in about an hour and a half, we're going to be open. Yes, we're open. We are open. Woo-hoo! And we are turning the spotlight on some of our local merchants who would love to tell you just what they are doing and how they would love to welcome you as we get into the holiday shopping season, Christmas shopping, and all of that. And we're going to kick things off with none other than Nairobi, Ron and Pete Carty at noon. And then we're going to visit with our friend Sean Napolitano, who's going to speak with us from the roof, and A1 Roofing. And then we're going to speak with our friend Carl from Carl's Collision. All right? So, yeah. And kind of goes with what we were talking about a little bit earlier about how what you would do with $10,000, or actually, this is kind of why I asked this question. There's a story about a businessman out in Western Massachusetts, venture capitalist, money manager type. Had a good year, stock market's doing well and all that. He's 11 people at work for him. And he said, here, each of you are going to receive $10,001. Here you go. A bag of money for you, and for you, and for you, and for you. You get 10,000, you get 10,000, you get 10,000. But you have to spend it here, in town. So where would you spend that kind of money locally? Carl Garcia from Carl's Collision Center. Maybe you'd go get your car patched back up, right? You had that ding. You just never did anything about it. Deductible wouldn't have covered it or whatever. Sean Napolitano would love to climb on your roof. And, of course, Ronna P. Carty. So there we go. So we are open at noon today. And right now, it's Boating in the Bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Because the bay's always open. West winds at 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 20 this afternoon, waves around 2 feet. Northwest winds tonight at 10 to 15, gusting to 20. And northwest winds tomorrow at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, waves around 2 feet. Rhode Island Sound, west winds are at 10 to 15. And there is a small craft advisory for Rhode Island Sound and Block Island Sound. The tide was in at 9 this morning. It'll be back at 9:30 this evening. Sunset at 4:25. Please, Bruce, don't rush it. It's dark so early now. 4:25 today. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:36. The moon is waxing crescent. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
1540 WADK.
Now, here's 1 minute of what you need to know on this Tuesday. Pfizer has chosen Rhode Island and three other states to test the distribution of its COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer chose Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee. There are some issues with extreme cold temperature conditions under which the vaccine must be shipped. Rhode Island's two major teachers' unions are calling for a holiday pause in in-person learning. National Education Association, Rhode Island Federation of Teachers, was noted by Middletown Superintendent Rosemarie Krieger yesterday on WADK. She had no comment. More than 2,000 new COVID cases in Rhode Island over the weekend. It's everywhere. Block Island saw its 20th COVID case since the beginning of the pandemic and 8 since November. November 1st. The Newport City Council continues its National Grid Natural Gas Shortage Workshop tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. It's a Zoom login. Separate Zoom meeting hosted by Representatives Terry Cortfriend and Lauren Carson on energy alternatives for Aquidneck Island at 6:30 tomorrow evening. And your weather word, partly sunny but cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Bellevue Kids. Bellevue Avenue in Bannister's Wharf is your shopping destination for quality toys, clothing, and accessories from newborn to size 12. Colorful, whimsical, fashionable clothes from well-known designers for special occasions, holidays, and everyday attire. Plus toys to inspire and challenge active young minds. Owned by a native Newporter with three kids of her own, Bellevue Kids is your one-stop children's store. Stop by today for your holiday shopping and be their favorite Santa.
The Holiday Safely Sales Event is here at VD Volvo. Lease a new 2021 Volvo S60 T5 Momentum for just $325 a month for 36 months. Or buy any new 2020 or 2021 Volvo with 0% financing up to 60 months. $3625 due at signing. See your VD Volvo dealer or go to vdvolvo.com for details. Ends November 30th. And free pickup, free delivery, free car wash, and a free loaner if your car needs service. Because
it's still VD Volvo and you.
Holiday Safely.
Eugene Nason's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Newport and Narragansett since 1918, would like to remind you that it's time to service your heating system or plan an air conditioning upgrade. Don't wait until your old system leaves you out in the cold or wilting from the heat. Trust the company that's been taking care of Aquidneck Island for 100 years. Eugene Nason's, big enough to serve all your heating and air conditioning needs. small enough to care. Call them today at 847-2497.
Rhode Island Serves is our, through our Unite Us platform, is a collaborative tool that puts all of our social providers in the same network to deliver a collective impact for that veteran and military families.
We have over 160 personnel right now that are deployed, and they have been deployed for over half a year, and yet their families are home, and the spouses and guardians and things like that have been dealing with COVID, so they're not alone.
Brought to you by the State of Rhode Island and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
It's America's favorite car show, Nordstrom's Under the Hood, and you can catch it every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 right here on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Listen to the Motor Medics as they talk repairs and offer advice on buying and selling new, used, and classic cars. They also offer how-to tips, all in a fun-filled atmosphere. It's Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on WADK and WADK.com.
Exeter's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
We are AM radio, thinking person's radio. Let's see. What were we saying last week? That we are talking a lot differently than what we're doing where the COVID is concerned. And if there are trouble spots and hot spots, that those should be the places where the focus should be. And not lock down the whole state. Well, apparently that's happening. Mayor Jorge Elorza will make an announcement this afternoon announcing new COVID restrictions. According to Madeline List of the Providence Journal. Now the headline says Elorza to announce new COVID restrictions. And then the first sentence says Mayor Jorge Elorza will make an announcement on Tuesday afternoon updating the city's COVID-19 guidelines. So, it's all toothless. Governor Armando, and then it's just all speculation. Governor Armando says this could happen. California said this might happen. So, nobody really knows anything. But apparently, they're going to clamp down. They did clamp down in Central Falls. All the restaurants there are indoor only in Central Falls. And hope that doesn't happen. But that's where the trouble spots are. Now, what we will know if this is actually meaningful or if it's just a bunch of posturing and things, if the following happens. If Elorza gets up there and says, the nightclubs are going to be shut down, then we'll know. If he gets up there and says, all the restaurants and the retailers and the this and the that, and does not single out the nightclubs, then we'll know something else. That's where the trouble is. This did not happen in Providence. It happened in the Bronx. There were 200 people in some warehouse doing Fight Club. 200 people. One or two of them had a mask, maybe. And there hasn't been a peep about it from de Blasio and that crowd. So, what about it? Well, that's what has to happen. These nightclubs are operating as, you know, speakeasies, after-hours places. Tell them Joe sent you. You don't have to wear a mask. And people are getting sick. There are hundreds and thousands of new positive cases in Providence. You know, Newport has a big day because there's 20 people, right? Block Island has a big day where there's 8 people. There have been 8 people that have come down with it on Block Island in the month of November. On Block Island. And so that's big for Block Island. But it doesn't mean you close it down. You know? So let's see how actually serious they are, or if it's just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. What else? Actually, I was going to play. I wonder if we have that soundbite of the senator. Did you hear about this? There was some senator who was getting lippy with, wasn't McConnell, but it was somebody in the Senate. Let's see if I can just find it here, flipping back here through the sound bites. No, it's not here. You know what? Let me Google it and see if I can have some sound for you. I'm debating whether or not to go to the Senate hearing with the social media people. I don't know. I mean, talk about blah, blah, blah. Well, we flagged this. Yeah, but so what? It's still out there. You can't unring the bell. So I don't know. We are going to speak at the top of the hour with a doc. We're going to talk with Dr. Ian Smith. Maybe it's Ian. I don't know. Seinfeld episode. And Dr. Ian Smith will talk with me about a new way to show healthcare professionals and frontline heroes how much we support, appreciate, and trust them. And it is a bona fide salute that will have some meaning. And then in an hour and change, we are open. Woohoo. Time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got some slow spots on the Pell Bridge westbound now. You get on the bridge just past the 3rd Street overpass and you're in it. Looks like it's a bit slow eastbound as well. Westbound, you've got a slow spot mid-span, slow through the westbound toll, slow out to the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, and that lane restriction there. So 7 to 9 minutes westbound, perhaps a little better eastbound. From the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. It's taking you extra time to get over the Pell in both directions because we're still down at that 25-mile-an-hour speed limit through the construction zone. On the Mount Hope Bridge, you're looking pretty good end-to-end. Just a brief pause as you get on the bridge, as you actually leave the bridge going north, and another delay southbound, at mid-span. Sakonnet River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and you. And we'll check it again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being a part of their community. Reach out and change their world and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
At Bank Newport, our personal teller machine, or PTM, combines the convenience of an ATM with the personal touch of a real-life banker. To use a PTM, simply press the teller assist button and a friendly banker will appear on screen to help you cash checks, make withdrawals or deposits, and more through a secure video connection. Learn more at banknewport.com/PTM. Bank Newport, we're all in. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thai Cuisine on Thame Street in Newport offers traditional Pad Thai, authentic curry, including seafood and vegan, stir-fry and pan-fried dishes and more. Indoor and outdoor seating, call 841-8822 for reservations, delivery, or takeout. Thai Cuisine, food to Thai for.
With all of the stress in the world, the last thing you need to worry about is what to do after a car accident. That's why you call Carl's Collision Center. We have 2 convenient locations in Newport and Fall River and make the whole process easy. When you choose Carl's Collision, you can trust your vehicle is in the right hands. Our technicians are trained by many of the manufacturers with certifications from Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Ford, and many others. Carl's Collision Center is building it new all over again. Visit us at carlscollision.com.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, Corrigan Financial, Newport Propane, VD's Automotive Group, Soul Desire, and Run Newport.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
WADK weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Listen online, on your tablet, or on your smartphone at WADK.com.
I'm just reading this. You know what Mitch McConnell's real first name is? Addison. Dahl? It's a generational thing. It's a generational thing. Right? You say Addison. I say Dahl. What are we talking about? Come on. You can do it. Addison. Anyway, Senate Majority Leader Addison McConnell gave the floor over to Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat from Ohio, who opened his remarks by calling for Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska to wear a mask as a coronavirus prevention measure. And pandemonium ensued. Let's listen.
So if there's no further business to come before the Senate, I ask to stand adjourned under the previous order following the remarks of Senator Brown.
Without objection.
President.
Senator from Ohio.
I'd start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but I know that the behavior.
Now you can tell that Senator Brown is wearing a mask.
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators.
Well, I'm most senators.
So I'll, but I don't need your instruction from.
I know you don't need my instruction, but there clearly isn't much interest in this body in public health.
So it gets stupid in a minute. But Senator Sullivan is sitting there at the desk, and he has a mask in his hand. So he was going to go put it on if Brown wasn't such a bleep. At the same time, there is someone who is approaching the desk and admonishing Senator Sullivan to put the mask on. In video of the incident, there is at least one person standing in front of Sullivan's chair as Brown makes his remarks. All right, so now it just gets stupid. So let's listen to the stupid.
We have a president who hasn't shown up at the coronavirus task force meeting in months. We have a majority leader that calls us back here to vote on an unqualified nominee and at the same time to vote for judge after judge after judge, exposing all the people who can't say anything, I understand, the people in front of you and the presiding officer, and expose all the staff here, and the majority leader just doesn't seem to care.
You're not you when you're hungry. What is that? Shut up. With all due respect, Senator, shut the bleep up. What is this rant? There's no judge to to be confirmed before this body today. That was last month and last year. Let it go. Besides, didn't you guys win? You're going to get 4 years to do absolutely nothing, Senator. Which is fine, because we just have to get everybody vaccinated, and then we get things back, and then it'll be 2024, and Trump will run again. So that's how this movie turns out.
Mr. President, the American people sent a clear message in this election. They voted for stability. They rejected an administration that has failed them in the middle of a public health crisis and an economic crisis. People want a government that works for them and is on their side. My colleagues in both parties know this. I know some of you feel like you have to humor the outgoing president, continue to make excuses for him, continue to run from the media when they might ask a question.
So there you go. That was a video from The Hill, whatever the hell that is. So what was that sandbox all about? Man, oh man. And it was all handed over by Addison. Addison? Oh, come on now. Don't you remember Mr. Ed's first neighbors? And the plot point was that it was Wilbur's. The next one was the colonel. This guy was just Addison. He was he was kind of the country squire type neighbor. And everybody called him Addison, including his wife, who alternated between Addison and Dahl. And there's a backstory to that. It was actually a real life backstory, because Addison was played by Larry Keating, who was a longtime announcer in old time radio. Now, Alan Young had been in old time radio for many, many years. He came from Canada. He was a singer type, and had a show on radio for probably the better part of a decade. And as a lot of the performers who went from radio to television did, he remembered his friends. And Larry Keating was a great announcer, but wasn't a whole lot else you could do. So basically, Alan Young got him a gig on this show, and then the poor man died. I forget whether it was heart or whether he had cancer, but that was why Leon Ames, who was the colonel, and that was he was supposed to be Wilbur's Army superior officer or something. Mr. Ed, it's come to this. Wilbur.
For over 30 years, Flint Audio Video Middletown has been Rhode Island's premier destination for television, home audio, Wi-Fi networks, and smart home control. Their showroom is packed with the industry's best from Sony, Samsung, and LG. For home audio, you'll find JBL, Sony, Sonos, and Yamaha. All are set up for you to experience before you buy. Home and business camera systems are more popular than ever, and Flint has everything from simple doorbell cams to fully installed multi-camera on-site monitoring systems. They provide free in-home consultation, free delivery, and setup on most TVs, and comparable pricing with the largest retailers. Construction projects, large or small, Flint will work with your contractor to be sure your home is wired right. The holiday season is here. Flint is loaded with gift ideas, large and small. Stop by Flint Audio Video today in the Aquitnik Center, East Main Road in Middletown.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
In these difficult times, if you or someone you know needs vital roof repairs or a brand new roof, A1 Roofing is proud to offer 0% financing with deferred payments for 6 or 12 months. The application is quick and easy and online. Go to a1roofingcompany.com. Get that.